It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We've been devoting a large part of our program today to veterans issues. In our last segment, we discussed the documentary Project 22. We're now turning our attention to another film that tells the story of returning soldiers, only this is a narrative film, a short called Home Range, which tells the story of a fictional character, a young soldier returning after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. The film is written and directed by Indiana University of Pennsylvania and New York University filmmaking student Natalia Kaniasty. She joins us now by phone. Natalia Kaniasty, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's truly an honor to be included in this incredible group of guests today.
Well, it is our pleasure. And this is the story of a fictional character named Bobby Novak. How did you go about creating his backstory, so to speak, Natalia?
I'm, like you said in your introduction, I'm a New York University MFA filmmaking student. And in our second year, we're assigned a project to go out and shoot a 10-minute film. They sort of leave us up to our own devices. And I knew right away that I wanted to come back to Western Pennsylvania to tell a story that's important to my region and my community, but also that I have a personal connection to and have strong feelings about. So it started already last winter, or 2 winters ago, sorry, thinking about what that story could be. And I began thinking about other films that were filmed in Western Pennsylvania. And I naturally, I naturally came to The Deer Hunter from the Michael Cimino 1978 film starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken about a Vietnam veteran and their time in Vietnam and returning home. And I thought to myself how important this issue still is today and how, although a lot has changed, and I was listening to the first segment, the voices you featured in the Project 412, and you had some older veterans, and a lot has changed since the 1970s, but we still have more work to do, and the work your guests have been talking about. And I wanted to tell a very personal story about one person who's going through that. I also happened to have a cousin who served in the military, and I grew up with men and women, my neighbors and classmates in high school who have served.
So that's kind of where some of the idea that and some of the feelings that you were able to channel into this film came from.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the particular backstory of Bobby, well, that's what a writer does. Starts delving into real people and real places and then creates a world for themselves.
So describe the struggle that Bobby is going through and how that encapsulates what a lot of soldiers, past and present, are going through, have gone through and are going through now.
For me, I think it's been touched upon today about how serving in the military is a very particular experience that a lot of civilians can't quite understand because we just don't go through that same struggle, but also exhilaration and the family ties that they form with each other. And when they return home, sometimes there's a sense of uncertainty of who a person belongs to anymore, where they belong. There's almost a displacement while trying to reassimilate back into their community. And so that's what Bobby's going through. He is returning home and finding that he's disconnected from the people who he loved and loves and who love him, but finding that common language and finding a way to talk and connect to people. That's really what I'm focused about in this film and about the responsibility of his loved ones within the community to help bring him back.
We are talking with New York University film student Natalia Kaniasty, who has created a short film and it is a narrative film called Home Range, telling the story of a fictional character, a young soldier returning after serving in Iraq and also in Afghanistan. And there are issues that we're still working on today. As you brought these issues to the surface, what would you say made this film relevant for viewers and for anybody who has had an experience like this fictional character, Bobby?
Well, although I think that the experience of having a loved one who has served in the military or having served in the military yourself is something incredibly specific, I think there's a universality to the experience of wanting to help bring someone home in more of an abstract sense of bringing them back to life. And when writing, I had in mind this universal feeling of trying to connect to a person who's struggling and wanting desperately to connect to them, and that person wanting to desperately connect to me, but not quite finding the words. And so that kind of cloaks the entire film, but it was important to me that I use the issue, veterans' issues as the anchor. And I think that people will connect to it on a more universal level, but then appreciate the specificity of the experience of a returning veteran. And I think in particular in Western Pennsylvania, as you've heard in the program with your previous guests, this is an issue that's important to our region and our small communities and our small towns. I grew up in Indiana, Pennsylvania, about an hour and 10 minutes from Pittsburgh, where we have a lot of veterans from all the wars. And, they've been coming up to me and expressing appreciation. And I've really enjoyed connecting to each and every single one of them.
And what ultimately are you hoping for this film? Where do you hope that it will be shown? And can you get it in front of some big audiences, do you think?
That's the hope. it's such a difficult journey when it comes to sending a short film around. But basically right now it's on, I'm submitting it to festivals, international and national festivals that have short film programs. And we'll see how it does on the festival circuit. Sometimes when a short does do well at a festival, distributors are interested in an online distribution or putting it before another program on television. So that would be wonderful, but it's a pretty difficult and subjective journey for a short film. So we'll see how it does. I'm hopeful. And initially we're keeping it in festival submissions. So I won't be sharing it online because that sort of decreases the life of a short film. But once it's gone through the circuit, I'll be sharing it online and hoping people see it. I am having a screening in my hometown in Indiana on October 25th for my friends and supporters at home,
which is
in that region.
Which is a Saturday, so October 25th, if you want to see the film. And again, it's called Home Range, a short written and directed by Indiana, Pennsylvania native and New York film student Natalia Kaniasty. She's been sharing her story of the film with us. Thank you so much, Natalia. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you to all the supporters.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Please join 90.5 WESA on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for a forum on community police relations with Mayor Peduto and new police chief Cameron McLay. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.